Hello and welcome to another episode of Clean Talk. Today is February 22nd, 2023. Very excited to announce a new format for the Clean Talk Infection Prevention Podcast. We're kicking that off today. In 2022, we did live shows every week. And while we had a lot of fun doing that, we did have some challenges around guest scheduling and some logistics issues. So now in 2023, with the focus of getting the very best guests and the very best infection prevention content on Clean Talk, we're going to a pre-recorded model so that our audience can consume the Clean Talk content in whatever way you see fit, 24 hours a day, whether it's on LinkedIn, whether it's on YouTube, Spotify, what have you. So we're very excited to kick that off today. And again, the goal being to get the very best guests and best content. And our guest today is no exception to that rule. Tomas Heidegger is our guest today. His main field of research is on medical technologies, control teleoperations of surgical robots, image-guided therapy, and assistive devices. Tomas Heidegger is the co-founder of Hand and Scan, Hand Technology. We're very excited to have Tomas on the show today. Tomas, welcome to Clean Talk.
Thank you very much. Hello to everyone. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a great pleasure to have you on the show. And we love talking about hand hygiene, obviously near and dear to all infection preventionists' hearts. And you have an exciting product. I can't wait to dive into the technology. But first, Tomas, what can you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're on Clean Talk today?
So while I was trained as an engineer, electrical engineer and biomedical, and I've spent most of my research years in medical robotics domain, I realized a good 10 years ago that there is a lot about hand hygiene that I got excited. So, you know, just washing hands seemed to be so easy. But then I realized, and actually I was presented many times that like we failed to do that over and over again. And while I said to myself, like, this is okay to fail and at home, and I can now teach my children to get a better job in cleaning their hands. If you think of the hospital environment, there's no room for errors there. And this really was intriguing. And as an engineer, we said, like, we should have a digital solution for that. So with the co-founders, Akos, Peter, Melinda, Laszlo, we started to work on a digital system that would enable us to visualize our errors. Because I think that's the number one learning factor. If you see where you missed, you could correct. And that seemed to be very easy at the beginning. So like computers can do, we have cameras, we can program, we can do image processing. And it was quite easy to put together a prototype, so to say, early on. And then when we presented it to the medical folks, they said, wow, we needed this. So that's how it started. And then, you know, for the past 10 years, I dedicated most of my time on one hand, really making the progress with that technology, because things have changed quite a bit over the years. But on the other hand, it's also important to educate people. And I believe that we all need to have a good understanding how important hand hygiene is. And this goes way beyond the clinical stuff, the hospital walls, the institutions. Here at the university, I want to show that lesson to everyone. At the kindergarten of my kids, I want to teach it to everyone. And of course, I want to make sure that we can avoid future pandemics and everything through better hand hygiene.
Well, I can't wait to dive into the technology. Obviously, as I mentioned, hand hygiene is first and foremost on most infection preventionists' mind. We recognize it as the low-hanging fruit for infection prevention. And there are a lot of solutions out there, you know, whether you're talking about the birthday song or a correlation between device disinfection, monitoring of individuals' locations, and the correlation with their hand hygiene practices and workflows. And yet it seems like this is so important and there's so many solutions out there, and yet we don't see standards. So I want to dive into the technology of your device, but maybe first you can comment on that. Why do you think it is that if hand hygiene is the low-hanging fruit and it's the most important initial step in infection prevention, why aren't we seeing more standards amongst the various technologies that are viable?
Okay, so there are two distinct categories. There's the technology itself, and there's the human factors. So let's start with technology. We are now capable of recording a lot of things. We're able to collect the data, as you mentioned. And there are two distinct categories of systems and solutions that are out there. One is focusing on, they sometimes call it the compliance, but really it's the frequency of hand hygiene. So we try to do asset tracking, where I could refer to medical staff as an RFP asset or the patient. And then when they're moving in and out, moving close to each other, performing any kind of critical motion, we want to make sure that we record whether they perform the correct action in terms of performing hand hygiene. And this is typically a binary recognition. So patient in and out, we all know there is a buzz, there's a reminder. There's something that allows us to focus on that. Yes, I turn to the sink or I take the alcohol-based hand rub. I just use the rub in or gel up and then I'm clean. But there's a big factor which we have not considered important before because this is, you know, stage number one, get a solution itself. And now I mean the ABHR, so the alcohol-based hand rub. So without spreading those and then making all institutions getting access to it, especially, you know, in the low-risk countries, that is a big challenge. Number two, make sure people get the basic training and they understand the importance of it and start using it. But then is number three, which means how the quality of application. And this is where we are now. So we have good quality products on the market. We have even excellent systems, although sometimes they're over-engineered, but we do have the systems monitoring your motion and reminding you to perform it. But then how do we measure the outcome, the quality? And if you think about that, this is the most important. So even if I use the right product, if I use it at the right time, if I miss half of my palm, like that's not going to save anything for the patient and for myself. And this was really the missing link, the black spot that we started to focus on. How to make sure that each and every time people have 100% complete hand hygiene. And this is all about our technology and the solution. But still on the top comes the human factor. So when we have all the technology completed, we still have to win the hearts and the minds and make sure that people not only understand the importance of it, they feel it and they are committed to it and they remain committed. And that's also part of the challenge.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And I love the way that you've kind of walked through the key components. And I think it's a great segue to the Hand and Scan product. Tell us a little bit about the Hand and Scan technology and how that product is differentiated from other solutions on the market.
So what we thought that it's important to give the visual feedback. Therefore, we wanted to provide a monitoring device. So as it started, you have your hands, you applied the alcohol-based hand rub, in which there is sometimes that dye or kind of like a colorant, which is invisible for the human eye, but you can put under certain lighting, typically it's a UVA harmless light, and all of a sudden you can see. And we said, this is an existing method. This has been around for what, 40 years now? And people just can't use it. Why? Because there is no objective assessment of the outcome. So we said, like, why can't we make a digital image processing system that allows us to just get the outcome? Translated to something really simple. And we started with all kind of complicated metrics. No, it's black or white. It's green or red. It's zero or one. People need like direct feedback, like this is good or not good. So over the years, after hundreds of thousands of measurements, I'm kind of like reassured that it is the good way. So you have to be very strong with to say like, no, this is okay and this is not okay. So what we came up with, like being able to analyze the full coverage. Of course, we have done all the bio measurements and all the microbiology to link the actual outcome, the visual outcome to what's happening on your hands and the flora and everything. But after that, it's very clear that with any single hand hygiene event, with that particular dyed alcohol-based hand rub, then our system is able to tell you green or red, which particular spot you missed. And that can be linked then through some AI methods and some new machine learning gimmicks to the whole sequence. Because it's very important that here again, we're not just teaching, okay, I can do better next time I do 10 times more or apply 10 times more of the gel or the foam. No, it's really about the motions, the sequences, make it a second nature, make it always right. And this is where we can help. We can tell like if it's your pinky that you always miss, like how to make sure that that is actually getting good treat as well.
I want to unpack some of this. Let's take a step back first. So the product is called the Semmelweis Hand Hygiene Scanner. Can you talk a little bit about the significance of the product name?
Yeah. So Ignaz Semmelweis had a major discovery 150 years ago. Then working as a physician at the General Hospital of Vienna, they had like completely different hygienic circumstances and understanding. So no one believed in the germs at that time. So there is no microscope yet. It was still about to be invented. Pasteur has not discovered all the bacterial stuff. So it was like experimental. One of the words, the infection rate, well, we call it now infection ratio, but really the mortality rate was above 10%. And in the other world, it was the general 2-3% of women in labor. And it was Semmelweis who made the first kind of comparable evidence-based study when he compared the outcome of the two wards and said, like, what could be the distinguishing factor? And then he figured out that only that the medical students only visited one of the wards, and they came right after pathology class. So he made the conclusion that there's something on their hands, which, you know, sometimes stings, but they washed their hands.
They were doing autopsies and then moving to birthing mothers.
Exactly.
Right?
So they did the physical inspection of the dead people and then moved into the neonatal department. It's a no-go. We all know it today, but you know, like 2 centuries ago, it was absolutely not evident. So he discovered that this is cleaning hands with a chlorine solution goes beyond and cleans something of the smell, because people wanted to get rid of the smell. They could do that with water, but they could not get off the germs, as now we understand. And Semmelweis just, you know, empirically understood that this is important. And he forced his students, so he was very strong-willed and said, like, no one under my guidance will come into this ward unless they have this chlorine solution applied properly. And he was so strict on that he forced his students, so no one loved him, no one for that. So actually, a year later, he was fired and he had to cease his operation. He moved to Budapest, where he continued these practices. Again, he was not popular for that. But, you know, a few years later, when science and evidence emerged and people started to understand, yeah, there are teeny tiny things we could not see, and they are actually germs and responsible for all this, it was Semmelweis who, we just call him the savior of mothers, because it was such an important step forward for hygiene in general. And we are very, very happy that he's a cultural heritage, a Hungarian cultural heritage, and we could name. Just a fun fact, it turned out retrospectively that I had the great-great-great-grandson of Ignaz Semmelweis as a classmate in high school.
Ha! Huh. What a small world. Well, I love the story of Ignaz Semmelweis. I appreciate you sharing that. Of course, you have a great perspective, having actually a family connection and with Semmelweis being from Hungary. You know, we look at Ignaz Semmelweis as the father of infection control, but the Semmelweis Society actually focuses on the other piece of bringing forward new information in the face of resistance, which of course Semmelweis had to do as he was proposing what we consider the basis of infection prevention theory today. So I really appreciate you sharing that story. And let's get it back to the technology of the Semmelweis hand scanner. You mentioned that it is a UV-based hand hygiene assessment method, and you said it's UVA. And now a lot of infection preventionists are becoming more and more aware of UV applications, but there's still a lot of confusion in the marketplace. Not all UV is the same. We're familiar with UVC disinfection devices. That's not what we're talking about here. Can you explain the difference?
Exactly. So UV is actually, as a light, it has a spectral range, and UVC is much higher energy, it represents much higher energy. So there's A, B, and C, different wavelengths. And A is really close to visible light, close to this bluish, purplish color that we see at the bottom of the visible range. And it is just beyond us. So there is low energy, it doesn't cause any harm. Unlike UVC, which is able to actually cause damage to on a cellular level and make sure that we can, you know, use it for sterilization. So it's very important we are not supposed to put UVC light and not supposed to expose our skin surfaces to UVC light, especially for a long time. On the other hand, it's still good for inanimate surfaces. It's still good for surgical tools even or other devices. For your phone, for example, it's excellent. But please do not put your hands in there. What we are doing, it's more like a dye, an invisible dye, and then you have kind of the solution to shine it up, like a a secret language that you drew on with a
UV marker, right? It's not visible to the naked eye, but under UV,
might even be the same wavelength. I'm not sure about that, but technically, what comes after that, it's that you get a digitally readable format. So then you can take a regular image, and based on the coloring, based on all the intensities that are brought back, we are able to link that to the hygienic conditions of that particular area of the skin. And when we just collect all the data, then the artificial intelligence solution will identify these spots and then the cluster, we call it, to say like which are the ones that belong to the clean surfaces. And the good news is that it's very robust. So now it's a learning algorithm. So we have trained it on hundreds of thousands of images, because that's the key. So each and every hand is different. You know, in the EU, it's even your personal data, your hand, the pattern, because it's not on the fingerprint, but the whole hand is so unique. So we want to make sure that we get a good reading, and then you can think of the skin tone, the skin conditions, and all these secondary factors that still actually play a good role in hand hygiene. So now with this technology, that we have a really, really down to the details understanding how you cover with an alcohol-based hand rub your hands, we can do excellent measurements in terms of skin tolerance, in terms of how you spread it, which we just had a new article released last week in the Journal of Antimicrobial Resistance and Infection Control and Prevention that described like how differently, if there's a difference, are we able to spread gels versus just liquid hand rubs? Because it's again something that the usability is an important factor. We have to kind of support our clinicians, support our healthcare workers, make sure that they get a good feeling, good feedback, and an overall good sense when they are using correct hand hygiene.